Falling Cow Productions Falling presents, Cow Productions presents
anybody's, guess. Anybody's Guess. Anybody's Guess. Anybody's Guess.
Chilly out this morning. It's not really cold. I mean, that's, you know, I can handle it. It's just, there's a nip in the air. So, that's about all I can say there. On my way, oh crap, I'm gonna be late. I'm on my way to my eye exam. This ought to be interesting. Let's see how it, oops. How it goes. This should be pretty good. Yeah, I definitely need new glasses because the glasses I have, the lenses tend to pop out just randomly, which is not a good thing. And so far I've managed to keep hold of them and not lose them, but it's only a matter of time before that happens. And I forgot when I left the building that I was parked on the opposite side of the building. So I had to go all the way through the building and back around, and here I am. So hence the possibility of my being late. Today, the day I'm recording this, is Wednesday, November 16th. It's 10:22 in the morning, and I'm slightly ticked off. Because they put Community on hiatus, NBC did. Come on, seriously. I mean, it's one of the most cleverly written sitcoms ever, you know? I mean, it's not just your standard ha-ha, laugh-laugh, no big deal kind of thing. I mean, you know, there are some pretty good plot lines. I mean, that episode with all the alternate timelines, brilliant. It's one of the most brilliant things I've ever seen. And, you know, it's masquerading as just an ordinary sitcom, when really, it's something more, I think. And so, we're like, no, we're going to bring 30 Rock back, which I like 30 Rock too. You know, that's, it's a good show. We're going to keep Whitney on, ugh, whatever. And we're also going to give Chelsea Handler her own show. And we're after Christmas, we're not going to show Community for a while. We'll get around to it, you know. I mean, come on. I mean, it's a critical hit, you know? The critics love it. It just doesn't get as much audience as some of the other shows because it's a show you actually have to kind of think about. And I don't know if people don't want to think or what's going on and blah. Meanwhile, Whitney has had horrible reviews. Terrible. I've only seen a couple minutes of the show, so I can't really comment too much on it. Just to say what I've seen, I wasn't really all that impressed. And maybe I should actually watch an episode. Don't take that as an official review of Whitney. It's just one of those shows that I don't know if I'm gonna, if I'd be able to gel with it or what's going on. Something about it just kind of irks me. I don't know. And more so now. So I'm just hoping that they do show all the episodes of Community that they have and give us a full season. And I mean, it's a show set in a college, so you would have to think that it would reach its natural conclusion next year, you know, after the fourth season. Presumably, at least some of them would be leaving college. Some of them might have to stick around for a bit, but you know, I mean, I went to college for a little over 4 years because I didn't have a full class schedule every time, and also I found out that there were I needed more credits than I had midway through, and blah blah blah. Anyway, but I got out. I got through it, and so you know. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, Community is brilliant, and the characters are great, and it's just a very well written show, and Abed's a very original character in particular. He's my favorite one of the show. I mean, he's a very original character. He's, you know, I mean, he's kind of the meta character because he sees life as kind of a TV show or a movie, and you know, he's worried about the possibility of creating alternate timelines, and then we find out that this actually is the case, that his perception of the whole alternate timeline idea is correct in the, you know, in the realm of the show Community. And I don't know, just come on, NBC, just give it another chance, for the love of God. I know when you say it's on hiatus, whatever, but a little bitter there. Alright, so I'm nearly to my eye doctor. Their office has moved since the last time I was there, so I'm not sure exactly where it is, but it's on the street that I'm turning onto now, someplace. And actually, I'll be... It's 10:27, so I'll be on time. It'll be all right. Is that it? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it, right up there. See, it's so easy to find. So... That'll be nifty. I'm considering getting contact lenses. Don't take that as a definite or anything. I've never had contact lenses before. I've always just had glasses, which I got about 10 years ago. I should have gotten them a lot sooner, but I got them about 10 years ago. And so, man, there's not very much... Okay, I thought there was an empty parking space over here. So I'm going to have to... if that car hadn't parked halfway over the line, I could have parked right there. But I'm going to have to loop back around. Snot. Snot, snot, snot. I find myself wanting to do a lot of recording this week. It may be because I know that Thanksgiving, when it comes around, I may not get all that much time to record. Who knows, though? Maybe I'll get a pocket of time that I'll be able to do some serious recording. I don't know. But, you know, I'm thinking of preparing a couple of episodes in advance of... okay, this is a tight squeeze. In advance of Thanksgiving, and just posting them, you know, shortly before... on the curb. I really am a good driver. I swear I am. I hit the UPS truck. I might prepare a couple of episodes and, like, just release them, like, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving or the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, something like that. That's what I'm thinking of doing. And, I've got those field recordings, that Fall Festival episode, and that's all ready to go, basically. I just need to type up show notes. And when Annie and I went to the casino last summer... once I get that compiled, it'll probably be about a 2-hour episode. So, and I've got some other stuff, you know, in the works and kind of in the can, basically. So it's just a matter of getting around to typing up show notes and making sure it's, all like I want it and posting it. So that's probably what I'll do. So, and then maybe like over Thanksgiving, I'll record whatever I can. And then after Thanksgiving, I'll just, release it as a big long episode, just whatever I have, just a long form anybody's guess episode. Alright, UPS truck is leaving. I better get in there. It's 10:30 now. We'll be right back. God, that is so weird. There are contact lenses in my eyes. I have contact lenses in my eyes. It is now 12:40 p.m. It took me so long to get those things into my eyes successfully. But they were so great about it, though. The women that helped me, they were so understanding and supportive. It took me over an hour to get those suckers into my eyes successfully. And I'm hoping I can do it on my own. This first day, oh, my stomach's growling. This first day, I can only have them in for 4 hours. So that'll be pretty much perfect, because I'll go straight home right after work, and I will remove them. Annie has contacts as well, so if I have issues, then she can kind of help me through a little bit. Man, this feels... And the first time I got the right contact lens in my eye, you know, the left actually was easier for me for some reason, but the first time I got the right eye in, I didn't get it quite right, so I had to get it right out of there, and because it was hurting, it was irritating my eye, and I just had to get it out, so I did, and then we worked on getting it back in there, and she helped me out and stuff. She was really great. So Chelsea was her name. She was really great. So yeah, they're now in my eyes, and I also ordered a pair of glasses, which have darker frames than my current ones, and so those should be in a week. I need to go back in. My appointment is for next Tuesday at 4:30, so I'll have to go in and get that done. This is just so... It's kind of cool, and it just feels like you get when you have an eyelash stuck in your eye. It just kind of feels like that on both sides. A little more so on the left side, I don't know why, but... My eyes are just kind of red, but she said that's normal. They gave me a list of different things to watch for. If you know, if these things happen, then you know, come on in, come on back in, or there's something wrong, and that kind of thing. But yeah, so, and they were short staffed today too. So given all that, they were just fantastic. I don't usually send comments back to places, but I just might this time, just to tell their management how great they were. It's terrific. So anyway, I need to eat lunch, and I am going to eat at Culver's, which is where I am now. I've just pulled up to, so, because this has just been stressful. Oh my God, my eyes were watering, and after a while I didn't know if I was crying or if it was just because I was having so much trouble with the contacts, is, you know, going in. My eyes kind of hurt a little bit just thinking about it, but not in a negative sense so much. I mean, not in a sense that, like, I'm worried about something being wrong. So, oh, God, that was a victory. This is weird. When I look in the mirror, I can kind of see the left contact in my eye, but I really can't see the right one. And I know it's got to still be in there, because I can see clearly out of my right eye, as well as my left. It's just weird. I mean, I don't know if it's the way that it sits on each eye, because... You know, it might be that the left, they said, there's a bit of astigmatism. So, maybe the left one is just, I don't know, thicker or something. I know you have to, you know, be careful to make sure that the right... Or the correct, sorry... The correct lens goes into the correct eye. All right. Well, I ate some food at the Culver's, and I texted Annie to let her know that I have contact lenses in my eyes. And she's like, "Yay, good for you!" But she tried yoga this morning, so she's pretty relaxed at the moment. You know, she's like, "Ah." So this feels kind of weird. I'm like, now all these like little questions are coming into my head that I'm probably going to be calling about. You know, what happens if this? What happens if that? You know, it's like, I have to watch these very carefully to make sure they don't get little tears or a hair on them or something. And I have to make sure that it's, you know, that I wash my hands every time I handle them, which that's fine, no problem. And, you know, various other things like that. But this first time, I can only wear them for 4 hours and take them out. Tomorrow, it's like 6 hours, and then it progresses up, you know, 8 hours, and the most you're supposed to have them in your eyes is 12 hours on any given day. So that's fine. I'll figure out a routine for that, see what I can do on that. But that's just so weird. It's like I got new eyes. Brand new eyes. But Annie's thought about getting that LASIK eye surgery, which I don't think I could do that. Then again, who knows? If I can put contacts in my eyes, maybe I could. I don't know. I used to think I couldn't do that. I used to think I couldn't put Visine drops in my eyes. And now I can, if need be. So, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? So, yeah, this does feel weird. A little slight headache. I guess maybe that's just from getting used to them. Hopefully it's just from getting used to them. I'm reading a book by Harlan Coben. This is the second book by Harlan Coben that I've read. And it's called Caught. And the reason, it's 38 degrees Fahrenheit. It feels a little warmer to me. I mean, it's chilly, but it feels a little warmer. The reason I'm mentioning it is because it's about this sex predator guy who lured people in, you know, via the internet and, given right what's going on in the news right now with that Sandusky guy from Penn State, I didn't intend to be all topical with my reading, but I guess I have been. But yeah, it's kind of, like I say, topical right now. That Sandusky guy that now he's like, oh, I was just horsing around with those kids. Nothing to it. Blech. It's just disgusting. You know, just disgusting to think about. And that, you know, people saw him and, you know, all they did was tell that Palermo guy and, you know, that was it. And nobody went to the police or anything. I don't know. It's just so disturbing. But I guess this book is about this reporter that she had her own show where she lures out those child predators to catch them on camera, and that's what she's done with this one guy, and her show's been canceled. I've just started the book. Only about maybe 30 pages into it, but pretty good. Harlan Coben is really good. I've read, I think Hold Tight is the name of the other book of his that I've read, and he's great. I mean, he's a really good writer. I've heard that Stuart Woods does kind of similar work, but I've never read anything by him yet. I'll get around to it soon. So, anyway, I'm going to go on into the office now and work for about roughly 3 hours. I just don't feel like working. Maybe I should have taken the afternoon off to get used to these things, but it is probably best that I get in there as soon as I can. To get an idea of what it's going to be like looking at a computer screen all day with the contacts on, making sure that everything is okay and proper and good with them. I'll take my glasses in to make sure that in case for some reason I lose a contact or something, which is my big fear right now, that I'll be able to wear those glasses and be able to see that way. So, check up here and see if anybody is... if there's a parking space open or not. Somehow I don't think there is, but it's a possibility. Let's just see here. So far, no luck. No luck. Is that one? Oh, there's this other guy coming around. Here's one, but I'm not sure if I can get into it properly. Alright. Fingers crossed. Yep, I got it. Well, good day for the shambles, so far at least. Make sure it continues to be one. Back up and straighten up a little bit, though. Damn, this feels weird. Okay, here we go.
What's going on tonight? Oh, well, that's right. We were going to take Jackie to the library. She wanted to go last night, but it was getting kind of late. So we're like, we'll go tomorrow night instead.
Okay.
Okay, babe. Okay. All right.
And now it's the end of the day. It's 4:24 p.m. I'm warming up the van because it's cold out here. I hear it's supposed to get really cold tonight, like about possibly about 20, 22 degrees, somewhere in there. It doesn't really make me all that happy. Although, it would be kind of nice to have a little bit of snow on Thanksgiving. A little bit. Not much. I don't want to have an avalanche of snow or anything. We don't need a snowstorm. But a little bit of snow on Thanksgiving is kind of cool. Because I remember when I was a kid, I think I was 6 or 7. One Thanksgiving, we had enough snow that we built a snowman. Like a big snowman in my sister's yard. that was pretty cool. So we had a, you know, we had a pipe and we had the scarf on it and the whole bit. And that's the only time I remember that happening, you know. I mean, because it was perfect timing for Thanksgiving. It was like Wednesday evening it started snowing and it just snowed all night. And it was, it was packable, you know, you could pack the snow by the next day. So that was pretty cool. We'll see, though. We're going to visit my in-laws for Thanksgiving up by Chicago area. So, yeah, it would be nice if we could drive back and forth for that. I don't know. Somebody just said, I mentioned in one of the earlier episodes, like, I walked out of the building and there was this bunch of, like, white crud falling from the roof. Turns out that was flurries. I feel like an idiot, but, like, I was sure that because, and it, they said it only lasted about a minute, and I just happened to walk out when the flurries were falling, because once I got away from the building, it had stopped. So I was sure that it was just something weird on the roof that fell. So, which I'm kind of glad that that's what it was. If it was something else, it would have been kind of maybe disgusting. I don't know. I don't know what I thought it was. Doesn't really matter. Brief little retraction. I also had mentioned in a previous episode, I was talking about the Lucha Libre net label on archive.org. That's the one that Ghost Hand Punch is on, who recorded and released the current theme song, Trailed in the Dust. And when I was listing off different bands, I named Toys for Elliot. And I later realized, when I went to look up some of their stuff online, that Toys for Elliot is not on the Lucha Libre net label. It's on a different net label, which I've forgotten what the hell it was right now. I'll just have to look that up and let you guys know. It starts with, it's like 3 M's, you know, because like the names of the the numbers of the releases, there's like MMM001, MMM002, and on like that. And I just blanked. I had it 5 minutes ago. So, anyway. So, alright, I'm going to head on for home. We'll go ahead and wrap up this episode. I now have like 3 episodes to type up show notes and upload onto Archive, this being the third one. I guess technically I could combine them all into one long episode, but I don't think I'm going to. It's nice to have shorter ones in there once in a while. So, anyway, thanks for listening, and catch you next time. Down by my side.
all my troubles in a hide when she starts to shake her eyes. Oh, shaky eyes. Oh, those shaky eyes, bewitching eyes. When they roll around and round, my feet can't hardly stay on the ground. Those shaky eyes. Oh, those shaky eyes, them goo-goo eyes, they make you feel so funny, you can give up all your money. For those shaky, those shaky, for those shaky eyes, shaky eyes. Oh, those shaky eyes, them devilish eyes. When they roll around and round, my feet can hardly stay on the ground. Oh, shaky eyes. Oh, those shaky eyes. Tantalizing eyes that make you feel so funny. You can give up all your money for those shaky. I say those shaky. I say those ever-loving shaky eyes.